This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
If I've done the best I could, remember me. If I've done the best I could, remember me. If I've done the best I could, accept me in your kingdom if you would. If I've done the best I could, remember me, Lord. If I've served humanity well, remember me. If I've served humanity well, remember me. Oh, if I've served humanity well.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 12th of May, 2023, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand private sector development and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's a Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer, and Mr. Sawyer, I think, is on his way into the studio. If he is not already here, I can't wait for him to get here. There is tons of NBA playoff talk we have to get into. This has been an exciting season and playoff so far, and we're going to get into it. Let's get to some quick news. The Bahamas falls to Mexico. Remember, Bahamas is hosting the CONCACAF 2023 Beach Soccer Championships at our very own Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium in Nassau, Bahamas. In a battle of the two unbeaten teams in Group B. So going into this match, Bahamas was unbeaten and Mexico was unbeaten. Mexico edged out the Bahamas 5-4 to win that group. The Bahamas finished in second place in that group with 4 points and will have a showdown against Panama in the quarterfinals on Friday. That's today. So if you can get to the stadium to support Team Bahamas, the men's national beach soccer team, you must get out there. The match starts at 6 p.m. And listen, the Bahamas, they put up a great game. Mexico's goal scorers were goalkeeper Gabriel Macias, Diego Martinez, and Jose Vizcarra, right? But the Bahamian scorers, we had four scorers. They were Wood Julmis, James Thompson, Gary Joseph, and Kyle Williams. Now remember, admission is free for the entire tournament, and this is the third time in 10 years the Bahamas is hosting the CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championships. Let me show you why. I appreciate this, right? This is a part of growing soccer in the country, but this is a part, I think, of the sports tourism package and what the Football Association is attempting to do also, not just win games, but to show the world that the Bahamas can be a host, right, for major international competition. We got the beds, we got the rooms, we got what we need now is the spectator culture, because that's a massive part, right, of a sports tourism product. You got the spectator culture, which is driven in part by merchandising, right? You got to get your merchandise out there. It's driven in part by social engagement. Get to the children, because children need parents to take them wherever they need to go. And so we say to the Bahamian team, we're going to be cheering you on at 6 p.m. today as you go up against Panama in the quarterfinals of the 2023 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championships at the Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium right here in New Providence on Friday. Another quick story. Duncombe, Roach win national triathlon titles. Already set to represent the Bahamas at the Commonwealth Youth Games this summer, Lonnie Duncombe and Cammy Roach powered their way to win the Bahamas Triathlon Association titles at Goodman's Bay on Sunday. I remember early in the year, I had my finger on the pulse. Lonnie Duncombe, this young man is someone to watch. He is obviously, he's got track under his belt. He's also branched out. He tried to qualify for Kurifta track and field. And I'm not sure. I think he may have qualified for the swim, Kurifta Aquatics. But then remember, you think it's rough to qualify. It's even rougher to get a spot on the team when you recognize how many swimmers qualify and compete at the highest levels of competition. So the final Kurifta Triathlon qualifier and the Kurifta team will be ratified at a later date. The association also hosted its aquathlon. And I want you all to understand, this is the first time I'm actually seeing this word, right? But this is a part of growing the culture of appreciation for sports, which is necessary if you are focusing on a sports tourism platform. So let's spell that word. It's A-Q-U-A-T-H-L-O-N. That's how it was printed in the paper. And I can be honest with you, it just struck me that that's a word that I have just learned. Aquathlon. Championships Day on Saturday. The final Kurifta qualifier for that event is set for later this month. Duncombe, Lonnie Duncombe, who trains on Grand Bahama, said he was happy to finally get the win. The Goodman's Bay course is the same course that will be used for the upcoming Kurifta Triathlon and Aquathlon Championships. In the women's category, Cammy Roach came out on top to secure the national title and the final qualifier for the, maybe there was a typo, Aquathon is the beautiful Bahamas Aquathon on May 20th at the Betty Kelly Canning National Swim Complex. And I say to all those swimmers out there, y'all put it down. Y'all do your best. Y'all always make us proud. You always make us proud. Another quick story. Bahamian judo athletes excel in qualifiers. Bahamian judo athletes Daniel Strawn in the 90 and Alexander Strawn in the 100 kilogram category and Xavier Johnson, 66 kilogram category, recently competed in two major tournaments. Quote, we had different goals for each team member. Daniel and Alexander, age 20, were trying to qualify for the CAC, Central American and Caribbean Games, and gain some Olympic points for the Pan American Games, while Xavier, who's only 16, you'll pause for a second, because I've read story after story about Xavier Johnson's success as a judoka, and this young man is only 16 and still a cadet. So Xavier was testing the waters to see if he was ready for an Olympic run, said Darcy Ramming Sr., president of the Bahamas Judo Federation. Both of the Strawns have unofficially qualified for the CAC Games. Xavier lost to multiple Pan American medalist Ulysses Mendez, a 21-year-old from Mexico. So he only lost to one person who is a multi-medal holder. We say congratulations to Xavier. Congratulations to Daniel and Alexander Strawn. Way to go. I'm having a great time with today's show. because last night at the event hosted by the School of Social Sciences for the 50th Independence Golden Jubilee celebrations, one of the speakers on my panel, Dr. L. Fritz from the University of the Bahamas, gave a presentation on a panel about community building, building community, building equity, on sports and the nation construct and national identity. It was a fantastic presentation. And one of the things he did was he highlighted, I think, the number of sports being played in the country. And sometimes things are so good. I understand the government's perspective or its policy position taking on sports tourism as another plank of tourism, right? It's beautiful. It's awesome. We have so many sports. We actually have so many sport cultures embedded throughout the archipelago, throughout the Commonwealth. But then you reach a point when you have to decide which sports you focus on. Which areas, arenas, pun intended, do you divert resources to? And how do you make those decisions? And who makes those decisions? And should there be consultation wider than cabinet, wider than the ministry, wider than the sports federation? Should the consultation stretch all the way out to the Bahamian people? We talked a bit about the national sport and young people's attitudes, I think, around the construct, the idea of a national sport. And let me tell you, it's a very interesting conversation. We need to continue it because a national sport is a part of your national identity. And it's sort of driven by collective and individual, like perspectives on collective and individual identity. And although, you know, we've chosen sloop sailing, I say we as if I was a part of the decision, as our national sport, despite the fact that the vast majority of Bahamians do not participate in it, they don't play it, and many of us don't participate as spectators. But I say have no fear, because you look to a country like the UK, Great Britain. I know somebody was going to say, you should have said God save the king there. And I just want to say, if you say to me, God save the king, I'm going to ask you from what? Anyway, back to the point I'm making. Great Britain, cricket is their national sport. Cricket. But it's obvious that soccer, football, is the most popular sport in Britain. That's given. That's a given. That's obvious. Soccer, football, that's the most popular sport. But cricket is still UK's national sport. So for us, we're going to have a hard time determining where resources should be diverted, considering we play so many sports, not just play them, but we've established them as a part of our sporting federations, right? Our federation, our sporting space. We have so many athletes that are competing at the highest levels internationally, right? In global competition. So how do we determine where the resources should be diverted? I mean, how many people knew that we even had a Corifta triathlon? Or did we have athletes that are competing at the highest level? There's just so much. I got a text here. Dear texter, I'm going to read the text. I'm kind of waiting for Mr. Sawyer because I know he's excited to talk about the NBA. Some questions put on the table. Will Durant ask for a trade? If the 76ers lose Game 7, will Doc be fired? And will DeAndre Ayton be out of Phoenix? Ah, boy. Those are some good questions. I think Durant is a real team player. I don't think he's going to ask for a trade if they don't win this first round. He just got there. He hasn't been there for, I don't think he's even been there for a full season, or even a full half a season. And so I don't think he's going to ask for a trade. That's a good question. Will Doc be fired? And I want to get my answer out there before Mr. Sawyer joins the conversation, because he thinks he's the only one to know about NBA basketball. He isn't. Pardon, sir?
Give me a scoop. Go on. Tell me what you got to say.
I don't think Durant is going to ask for a trade. Like I was just saying,
oh, no.
He just got there.
Nuh-uh.
He hasn't been there long enough for anybody to blame him for anything.
What I don't like is the lack of flack for what he did last night.
What did he do?
He couldn't hit the ocean if he was standing on the shore last night. They're supposed to be the Slim Reaper. They're supposed to be the guy that can hit any shot from anywhere.
Yeah, he didn't show up.
He didn't show up. Let that would have been one LeBron James. Oh, he ain't no leader. He ain't no king.
Yeah. That's who you all calling king. Why you keep hogging the ball? He can't hit right now.
Blah, 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 blah. We'd have had a run on out of this world from the likes of ESPN. Come right down, the fellas under the tree eating breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
We'd had a run on and a run out. Oh, that could never be Jordan. Oh, but you know, that could never be Kobe. Kobe had the most misses in NBA history.
In fact, so some of that run-up.
Let's just leave that right there, yes. You know? And LeBron is so great. He's a small forward being compared to two shooting guards.
Yeah.
These fellas was paid money to shoot the ball. LeBron is so great as a small forward that he's being compared to these fellas. But we don't have that discussion. We never want to talk about that.
But listen, that is a part of his...
Good morning, by the way.
Yes, good morning, sir. That's a part of his portfolio, the idea that he's playing out of his position all the time, leading the team from small forward like a point guard.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, it is. Okay, if the 76ers lose Game 7, are they going to fire Doc?
No, but I do believe... That it's looking more and more like, unless Steph have another monster game, and the Warriors should be beaten tonight because Andrew Wiggins has a...
Why are you trying to hurt my feelings like that so early in the morning?
Andrew Wiggins has something wrong with his knee, something torn.
He's injured?
Yeah.
From the most recent game?
Yeah. Left costal cartilage fracture.
Oh, that sound expensive.
Yeah, you know. So this is questionable for right now. But if he does not play, because he plays without fear. If he does not play tonight, the Warriors should be beaten. And if they are beaten, I think Steve Kerr is gone. Strange enough.
How could they fire Steve Kerr?
Why not? They fired Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson built the Warriors. Steve Kerr changed nothing. He added one word, and the word was... shoot. Because the defense is what Mark Jackson hangs his hat on. He built that team.
Yeah.
As a defensive-minded team
so
when they're ready.
Kerr just hasn't performed. He just hasn't brought...
They just need a new voice in the locker room, I believe. Because, you know, from the incident that started the season, you know, the punch to Poole from Green, they ain't been the same.
Look here, if this was the Lakers, we would have said LeBron is the problem. LeBron can't lead the team. Who is the leader on the court of the Golden State Warriors?
Steph.
So it's his fault.
Yeah.
The buck stops with him.
Yeah, the buck starts and stops with him.
But ain't nobody getting rid of him.
Nobody getting rid of him. No. No, you get rid of Steph. Now you're asking for problems. You're asking for the whole league to say, what?
Yeah.
They get rid of Clay or Dre before they get rid of Steph.
But I think the real embarrassment, and I can use the word embarrassment, the real embarrassment is letting the Lakers come back from the depths of the Western Conference and beat you.
Yeah, well, I mean, they finally have a team that's playing cohesively. That's all it is. A team that understands on the goal and the stakes.
So the best play Westbrook made this year was not kick up a fuss when LeBron made it absolutely clear. Did he need to go?
That's correct.
Yeah.
What's next for Westbrook? And he's all about looking for a ring. He ain't getting no ring.
Westbrook.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still trying to... Oh, no, he's still trying to play?
He's still trying to get a ring from the Lakers if the Lakers win the championship this year.
But he's no longer... Okay.
Yeah, he was traded away. When you're traded away, you don't... Like, if you were injured...
Yeah, and you sit on the bench and you don't play for the playoffs...
Right, you still get a ring.
Yeah, but you're no longer a part of the team.
You're no longer part of the team, so what you running on for?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, you know, I have a ticker tape in my mind as well. When you go to the game, there's a ticker tape. I have a ticker tape in my mind, and sometimes things just flash by it. Last question from the texter. Look how you throw in another question right there. Will Ayton be out of Phoenix? I am very disappointed in DeAndre Ayton's performance this season.
It was said this morning by Stephen A. Smith that the Suns need to tell DeAndre to go home to the Bahamas and sit there and wait until we tell you we trade you to another team.
That's what Stephen A. Smith said?
This morning.
The Stephen A. Smith
said
ESPN? Dear Stephen A. Smith, you almost had your visa revoked just now. I mean, we could appreciate the critique. I can appreciate the critique, but that's a little harsh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
DeAndre, yeah, you got these people talking about you out there?
Already.
Don't mind that I already tell you you need to come to the Bahamas and go spend a weekend with your Grammy. So she could inspire you once again.
He just needs to learn to play bigger and understand, listen, as big as I am, I am still agile. I'm young.
Yeah.
And move as such. He really could be, I mean, I don't know.
He could be a Durant man.
He could shoot free throws as a big man.
Yeah.
As a center. That is an unheard of skill.
Yeah.
Shaq couldn't shoot no free throw. Yeah. As good as he is, he couldn't shoot no free throw.
Well, listen, I read the article focusing on DeAndre, an interview with him. And in the interview, he said that he debriefs, he de-stresses, he spends his time playing video games. But this young man have a child.
And that ain't it. What you doing playing video games as a man with a child?
And a whole basketball team.
Video game?
Right. And you're not playing one of those high-tech video games designed for players so they could, you know, sort of practice their head game.
Yeah, I ain't played video games since college, and that was only because maybe it was raining outside, so you couldn't go nowhere.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. Shoot.
DeAndre, we need you. Well, how did he get injured? Because I didn't follow. This. My heart is too soft mm-hmm. to watch DeAndre get beat up like that.
Yeah, he got bruised in the ribs. It was a rebound play. You know, it was a bang-bang play. It's just what happens. Just got an elbow. And
he sat on
and
the bench.
And he was stretched out. You know, when your body is kind of stretched out and, you know, I'm elongated.
Yeah,
and you're not expecting
it. It could be a rough hit.
He didn't brace for it. You know, just a hit.
Because Wiggins.
That's what it is.
Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
That by tear. You know how difficult it is to tear cartilage?
Yeah, very
difficult.
Very
difficult. Fracture cartilage?
Very difficult.
Anyway, DeAndre, we're giving you a hard time. But you know why? I could imagine the hard time these other boys are giving you, will continue to give you.
We expect more from you, DeAndre.
Yeah, you got to get your head.
And you have the potential for it.
And then look at the optics. I'm looking at this picture of him in today's Tribune.
Mm-hmm.
But a picture of him on the bench, I think at last night's game. He looked like he's 12. I don't understand how you, the handsome man. He's a handsome man.
Tall fella, do you know? As tall as I am, like I look at him and say, wow.
But he still look like he have on his baby face.
Yeah. Hopefully it gets better.
Now, Mr. Soy, I have a very rudely worded text here. I just wanted to text her to hear that in case they didn't understand. Mm-hmm. They say, do your research when you talk about video games. They contribute to mental clarity and relaxation. Dear texter, I don't think...
That is true, but when you're being paid millions of dollars to play the sport of NBA basketball, you don't have time. You shouldn't have time. You go and pop in a CD and listen to water running over a brook. Listen to waves crashing on a shore. You don't have time to sit down and play video games. None of that is going to help your basketball IQ.
Not just that. You have a child and you have an NBA career. You should not ever have enough time.
But listen, at 35,
for video games.
At 35, if you play your absolute best, you still have to retire from the league at 35 years old. You now have 40 years plus to play as much video game as you want.
You have
10 years in the league.
If
you play it at maximum potential. Yeah. Most fellas don't go past 10 years. I don't care how good you is.
No excuses. In fact, you perhaps have missed the window. This is your audition for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's all.
When you were no longer viable for the NBA, you could play for the rest of your playing career in Europe as a superstar.
Exactly.
I mean, you go into Asia.
This is generational wealth we're talking about, man.
And be a boss.
Playing video game. Nobody gets no time to sit down and play no PlayStation. You're crazy.
Anyway, it's a great introspection. I think our young athletes, our younger athletes need to hear that.
Yeah, man, you only have a couple of years to make this money.
Right. To
get the bike, secure the bike.
To maximize your potential, your kinetic, right? And then to network and get on a team and perform.
Boy, listen to me. Father Time is undefeated. And when Father Time comes for you, no matter the position that you play, no matter the sport that you play, you can't play it no more. Jack Nicklaus, best golfer in golf history.
Mm-hmm.
Can't play golf no more.
Not just that. Tiger Woods. Know his name. Yeah, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods got to wear mom shoes to protect his, to keep his feet comfortable.
To keep his feet comfortable, all
right? Right. Yeah, man.
But Father Time is undefeated. So while you have the ability to make the money,
Maximize it.
And in game, boy, no boy.
And maximize every potential opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It's your performance here that sets you up for
life
and play in Europe and Asia in later years. Anyway, Dexter, I don't know if that was toxic masculinity.
Maybe
I got to stop it too.
Listen to me. Sitting down playing video game while fellas giving you a 6-figure check every 7 days is not cool.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
They're giving you a 6-figure check every 7 days.
Yeah. In fact, all of the Bahamas say right now, sir, if you need me to come to work with you,
I will be there. Wait, bro, you know how hard it is that even 15 to 20% of the Bahamas making 6 figures a year.
Exactly.
A year.
There's a video of Buddy in the States at training camp preparation for this season. He was getting his hair done, or maybe it was the season before, he was getting his hair done. By a braider. He's getting it braided. The braider was a family member. I think flown over from the Bahamas to come do his hair. Or visiting and was just doing his hair and they captured it. That's the type of support
you need it all the time.
You give people. You need and you give people.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's how your presence in the NBA can help you. You don't have to hand out checks to people. But you'll be surprised the opportunities
that you would have afforded for them.
Yeah, by just being there. I see we got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Good morning. Sorry, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
How you do?
Yeah, well, you play. I know coaches do watch video of different players.
Yeah.
But I know what a video game is.
And this is what I'm saying. That's what we saying.
That's what we saying.
He could be there watching video of games.
Right, watch your play. Watch what you didn't do. Watch how you didn't roll.
Watch
how you could roll better.
Yeah.
Right. But I just want to say my Miami Heat game, my team look good. I'm concerned, I can be honest, about Miami Heat. I'm concerned when they meet Boston.
You certain they can meet Boston?
You certain they can meet Boston just because Boston won last night?
Yeah, man, they can meet Boston, man. Why? Watch tonight. Watch the game tonight. And think about me when I say that, sorry, boy.
We'll see.
We can win that. But my only concern, Boston is look like they, and I know sorry, but would agree with me, they champion material.
Nobody denies that Boston is championship material.
Uh-huh.
That's why we got this attitude. I still Harden have to prove himself. I don't care.
Yeah, last night's game.
And Harden was in the class with Westbrook.
Talking about DeAndre. DeAndre need to come to Miami, man, to make him a ring. Buddy Hield need to come to Miami to get a ring.
Heat culture
for somebody like Aiden would do well, but I don't think it'll do well for Buddy because their system ain't one that's predicated on a 3-point shot and though he can drive, though he does have a nice mid-range game,
I just want to get a ring for him. You can sit on the bench and get a ring. He just want a ring. Like you mentioned, sit on the bench, you get a ring.
They have to pay him to sit there, though.
Buddy and DeAndre.
Both.
Yeah.
Both, they got to pay him, fellas.
But the pay won't be that high. We could afford him.
Oh, no.
You think we can't afford Buddy by now? What do you think Buddy would?
Buddy last contract was $109 million in him.
Yeah, Yeah.
No, no,
right.
Sorry. No, it ain't 98 million. Something like that. The point is, nearly $100 million. You know, to get rid of Kyle Lowry. You know, to get rid of Duncan Robinson.
You're right. We ain't doing that.
Okay, then.
We got enough, Bill.
Okay, then.
What do you think is going to happen to DeAndre this next season?
I don't know. DeAndre, come. Do you think we can use DeAndre Sawyer, boy?
Who? Would he?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, because DeAndre plays that nice bully. Well, he'll learn to play bully ball in Miami.
Right.
He'll learn that quick because, you know, people like UD can come back just to tell him how your bully fellas in the post.
You need to learn how to rough up. You need to get rough up so he could learn how to rough up.
Exactly.
Bring DeAndre to Miami, man.
All right.
You can use him. Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, man. Thank you much.
All right.
Now, Pumpkin need to ask you a question. When he asked you the question, I thought he was asking you this, right? He just asked you, can we use DeAndre? So I'm looking at the back fold, the back page of the main section of today's Nassau Guardian. You must pick it up. Story, the Bahamas gets another chance to qualify for Paris 24. Team placed in Pool A with Panama, Argentina, and Cuba in Olympic pre-qualifiers. The road to the Olympics is still active as the team was drawn into Group A, pre-qualifying tournament set for August 12th through 20th in Argentina. The host city will be confirmed at a later date. Bang. Bahamas national team, basketball team, have another chance to qualify for the Olympics. We're going to be postseason.
Mm-hmm.
No interference.
Fellas, come back and play, man.
DeAndre, what are the chances DeAndre can come and play with us, man?
Buddy Hield, I mean, you know. But DeAndre is officially eliminated from the playoffs. Buddy's officially...
Kai, they didn't make it.
Yeah, Eric Gordon. Yeah. Come on, man. You know, let's get in. Yeah, let's put on that aquamarine black and gold.
Man, look here. And you would be surprised, just doing this show, how many people I've met, mothers in particular, who say, look here, you know my son in Europe playing ball? You know my son in Asia playing ball?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to make links with them. Only problem is the time zone.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I think some of them are in season, so they need their rest. They can't take any time off. I just get a little excited there. Let's go to this call and let's get back to that discussion. How our potential performance on the road to the Olympics. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hello, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Good morning. And to Mr. Sawyer. Good
morning.
All right, Pop here.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Green, you don't mind if I say Happy Mother's Day to everyone listening around the
universe?
Oh, please. Oh, please.
Okay, Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Them. Hope they live to see many more and continue to do the goodness. Mothers are very special. Thank God for them. Couldn't make it without them. Miss Green, you since all year, you know a lot about NBA.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned, it's Mother's Day. What's going on with the WNBA? They still doing things. I mean, Sawyer, the question is, are there any mothers who are playing in the WNBA?
Of course, man.
Give me some names. Tell me who have some children.
Papa, that's a good question.
That's a good question. But the names escape me just because he asked it.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. Look him up.
One shot.
And let me read this story from this week's Nassau Guardian.
Cheryl Swoops, Yolanda Griffith, Natalie Williams. So there are some others in the NBA.
Yeah,
Or were, you know. Cheryl Swoops is a former player.
Yeah, absolutely. That is an interesting question because we've seen a lot of our track athletes challenge the stereotype that once you get pregnant, your career is over, right? Mm-hmm. And we see, I think, even Felix was her name.
Felix.
Yeah, she ran pregnant, you know.
Just to show and prove you could do it.
Yeah.
Albeit it was before the end of the second trimester, albeit.
Yeah, which is very important.
Very important.
I mean, yes, very important.
Very important, because in a way, running.
Listen, I'm going to ask my mother just now if she was a track athlete, because I feel like I may have been bounced on with my head a little bit. Anyway, this is a great story. Jones, Liberty get their preseason underway this week. For the first time in a professional career in the Women's National Basketball Association, Bahamian Jonquel J.J. Jones will not be donned in the Connecticut Sun uniform, but rather a New York Liberty Seafoam green kit. Jones and her teammates will hit the court for the first time when they take on, when they took on the Mohegans, Who did they take on? The Suns. Oh, she had to play her own team.
Mm-hmm.
John Quayle, I hope you dunk on them. I mean, we may have heard the news, but I hope you hurt their feelings. Because that's what you're supposed to do.
That's what you're supposed to do.
That's it. You've been traded. You got to come in and show them, I love y'all, and because I love y'all, I'm going to play y'all my hardest.
Y'all can get this work.
Yes.
Y'all can get this work.
Awesome. Okay, another text. The Texan said women should pay a penalty for playing pregnant because that's child abuse.
Oh, man, look here. Hey. See, now that Texan looking for jokes now.
See, look here. When I was watching this interesting story, and a question was raised, do sports skills, are they passed on through genetics? Like LeBron's son.
Bronny
in the league. Mm-hmm. Pius paid something. And hadn't played a game yet. Hadn't stepped on the court.
Yeah, man. He committed to USC last week.
Right. I know he has a track record. We see him playing. Mm-hmm. He's out there. Mm-hmm. And so we could see what he could do. Mm-hmm. But that's a lot of confidence in somebody who hadn't stepped on the court to play at that level yet. Right? Do people really believe that these skills are passed on through your DNA?
No. It's marketing.
That's all it is.
It's all marketing. LeBron is going to play another 2 years in the NBA. Book it. He's going to be 40 years old playing ball in the NBA for one reason and one reason only.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play with his son on the same team as his son. That's why he keep on signing one-year contracts, two-year contracts, player option.
Because he don't know if he want
to
be available.
Whenever his son is drafted to the NBA, you could bookmark it. There's going to be two Jameses on one team. That I can guarantee.
That's a big, risky move to make.
That's guarantee.
What the boy name is who ain't going to never play basketball ever again in life?
Oh,
Was it Brooks?
Dylan Brooks, yeah.
Yeah. That's you. That's potentially a Brooks you playing right there.
If, like the Rockets happen to be in the cellar right now in the NBA.
They may take Brooks.
One of the worst teams.
Yeah.
If they take Bronny James, LeBron James is going to be a Houston Rocket.
Okay.
I just letting you know.
How you feel about that? Is that nepotism?
No, it's going to be epic. Like it has never happened. It's happened in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ken Griffey Jr., Ken Griffey Sr. and whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's never happened in basketball because the time frame to play ball,
right,
is so small. And the window to play ball is, you know, because in baseball, you just go there, hit the ball, stand up in the field, catch the ball.
Yeah,
throw the ball.
LeBron hit professional basketball at what, 17?
17.
Absolutely. Look, we go into the break.
Yeah.
Let's go. Because I believe Arlington don't pull for no team we pull for. That's why he started the music just now.
Anyway, yeah, man, he's a 49er.
Oh, E on your side.
Big team. Big team.
Anyway, sucks teats. Dear audience, we will be right back at Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer. We're getting into the news. When we get back, we talk just a little bit more about the Bahamas' chance to qualify for the Olympics basketball men's national team. We'll be right back.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Rap payback! Ow! Woo! Good man!
Good morning and welcome back. That was I think that's The Payback by James Brown. I asked the producer to play that. I just remembered. I got, Mr. Soy, I got my two good foot back.
I see you here not limping, man. Way to go, girl.
And I want to say to whoever caused me to break my foot right before Carifta, right before the Nationals.
Caused you all kind of gold medals.
Right before,
man,
the preschool track and field championships.
Caused you all kind of
money. Because, you know, I was competing and I was going
to win. Every single race.
Every single one. Even the mother's race.
Yes.
Where I was going to adopt a child.
Right quick.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm back.
Get ready to go.
Right in time for school to close and no more competition.
Okay, listen, in the Bahamas Games, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. I had this little concern, right? Oh. But most of all, because the efforts of the people, they working hard to pull this thing together, man.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be a success.
I've seen the commercials. It's going to be great.
Yeah, you seen the commercials?
Yeah. Awesome. Man, that's going to be great. You know, you got people representing each island. And,
see, this
and
is
islands
it.
Have names. And
yeah, right, man. They're supposed to have team names. They're supposed to have mascots. They're supposed to have logos.
Yeah, man, it's coming together.
And they're supposed to have a team song.
It's coming together. They got all kind of music out for that.
Yeah?
Yeah, awesome. I can send you the clip.
Absolutely. The clip. And producer, let's try collect as many of the songs associated with the Bahama Games teams. Mm-hmm. We got to play them. People got to hear them. See, because a lot of people are sort of disconnected from their island, which means that they sort of disconnected from the team.
Mm-hmm.
We got to help people who've been forced to migrate to New Providence, may have been displaced because of storms, economic conditions, resettling. They want to be home. They can't be home.
Right.
But they could still connect. Like, I ain't mad at you.
Mm-hmm.
You in Nassau, but you on Team Andrus. That's your job.
That's your job, yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
and do well for Team Andrus.
And we need merchandise.
You do well, we do well.
Ah.
As a country.
Ah, a quick text here. Lady Green, Chikchani Queen, and Brother Sports saw here. Andre Athens basketball setback fiasco called for drastic measures. Oh, DeAndre. Yeah, Aiden. We need ASAP. Send DeAndre to Coral Harbor Defense Force Base for some serious breakdown and build-up discipline. After we have Andre in the right discipline mindset, then we work on tweaking and enhancing all of his basketball skills. Plus, get him to capitalize and dominate on that free throw, like you said.
Yeah.
No more deep playing video games until he leaves the NBA as a player. He needs to put in a bit of some Kobe kind of practice sessions. Again, I say
before that's insanity, man. That was insanity.
Yeah, before we do this, we must send DeAndre down to the Defense Force for some urgent man-up mental discipline intervention. The Texans say, I'm serious about that, right? And I think that's it's a good assessment. And we're not, it's not.
Yeah, but we ain't knocking you.
And we're not dismissing mental health issues. That's what we're talking about. We're realizing that the guy has the physical
attributes.
Right. But it's obvious that he's not connecting psychologically.
Correct.
With what he has the capacity to do.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe he can't figure out how to bring it out of himself.
You're right.
And so in this particular instance, we could turn to the Admiral.
David Robinson. He was raised in a military home. So was Shaq.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Tim Duncan. From either St.
U.S. Virgin Islands.
U.S. Virgin Islands, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where all the tall boy them come from.
Mm-hmm.
From the break, you could see that Caribbean parent discipline in this.
And he was Mr.
play.
Fundamental.
Yeah.
Still known as the best power forward in NBA history. Going out there, doing his job, going home. That's
no,
it.
No
Never
fanfare.
Caught up in nothing.
Yeah. And that's what, if we are going to be serious about producing basketball players,
mm-hmm.
we have to create an environment, not just where they could play on the court. And
man, you only got 10 years. Come on, man.
Right, but that psychologically,
yeah,
that
man.
They could get those elements. What do you think Steph Curry be talking about?
Steph Curry goes out there on the basketball court after the game. You know?
Yeah.
Him and Buddy Hield, Klay Thompson, them, they go out after the game. After they finish playing ball, you know.
Yeah.
They got a day off in between games or whatever, regular season. Go out there and throw up another 500 three-pointers, you know.
Right, this is what I'm saying.
After the game, you know.
300 guaranteed 300 three-pointers a day is not even practice.
No,
that's just after
warm up.
Practice.
Yeah, that's just, warm down, whatever you want to call it. They can throw up 300 of them.
And so when you begin to see that culture in your country, right, in the Bahamas, if we want to host international tournaments, we will provide the facilities for athletes to do all of these things. Not just play the game, but recover post-game, prepare pre-game.
Oh, the recovery is key.
All of these things are an essential part of building a sports.
Good morning to CG Atlantic, by the way. CG Atlantic is indeed listening. Good morning to Big Dubes from 100 Jams. Big Dubes is a big follower of yours.
Good morning.
He's a big
blessings.
Follower of yours. A big follower.
Blessings. I wish I could actually be an athlete so we could really have some fans. But listen, I just as we close out the show, right? The text says this is some serious toxic masculinity. Do y'all tell women to put on more makeup to be more women? Why y'all telling men to do work and man up? What we are telling DeAndre Ayton
is that he's in the best possible
performing.
Place that he could be in right now. He is doing it.
And in this physical realm, what we're asking in the sport, it's all about physicality and headspace, but we're asking him in that physical space to realize his capacity, his potential, and then live up to it.
That's all we're asking him to do.
It is a physical attribute that we're asking him to improve on.
He is 7 feet tall and 260 pounds,
and
70 pounds.
He plays like he's afraid of his own body.
And he plays like he's 5'2" at times. Like
that's not like telling a woman, oh, you have to put on makeup to go and do the job properly. It's not the same thing, Texter. And I think you diminish women, you diminish men when you suggest that. If you tell me that...
We ain't saying that he's not a great player. We're saying he could be better.
Right. If you tell me Mr. Sawyer calling the Cowboys the Cowgirls is misogynistic, I can say to you, you know what? You are not being ridiculous in that commentary, but I appreciate the space that we're in, and Mr. Sawyer also allows me to chastise him about it. And he allows me to say, hey, people can get offended that you calling them cowgirls. He doesn't say, I don't care. This is y'all soft women. Don't want. Text to be easy.
Yeah, man. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. Like, he's a great player and he could be better.
But he is not playing and it's
he's
obvious.
He's not playing up to his potential. That's all we're trying to say. Get out of the video games.
I made a point that if you look at the picture of him, he still look like he have his young boy face on.
Yeah, he's not
engaged.
He doesn't
look like
he's
not
engaged
into the adult DeAndre. And you see that all the time with little children. Some little children, they're seven and they have the old man. You ever meet a child? I went to summer camp with a girl. She was like 12 and she had her Grammy face already.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that whoever... She would be a serious woman when she grew up.
Mm-hmm.
Seven,
mm-hmm.
and she had on a Grammy face
mm-hmm.
already.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of us don't mature into our adult features until late in our adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
Man, text her.
No, we ain't trying to put nobody down. I promise you we ain't trying to put nobody down.
Yeah, man. Easy. I can call it out when it's misogyny. I can call it out. Dear Bahamas National Basketball Team.
Get DeAndre, get Buddy, get Kai, get Eric Gordon. Come on, man. Let's make a real push.
Yeah, let's do it.
Make a real push, man.
And I know I critiqued early in the year, I critiqued this decision to not fund the women's basketball team because you needed to pay bills for the men's basketball team. I was very upset about that because the women had qualified to go. They did, right? They had, this was a part of the process. They won games, and so now they were entitled to play more games.
Right.
And they couldn't play those games because there was no funding. And I'm still upset about that. I'm not upset that you paid the men's bills.
Right, you're just upset
that
you
there was no funding
the women's
for the women.
Bills.
Right?
Right, you just upset you don't want to pay the women's bills, and the women, for all intents and purposes, had a better, had a
better record.
Had a greater potential to go further.
Yeah, then you support them. I see the men are still in it, and we for that.
Yeah, always.
Right? The key is find the money to pay for the people to play. No more prioritizing, got to put the men over the women.
Yeah, find the middle ground.
You got a women's team, you know they qualified, find the money. We ain't going to tear one down for the other.
Make both men and women pay for the tickets and y'all pay for the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Producer, play that song again for me. The payback. You reminded me, Bahama Games.
Yeah, man.
Parking have to be on the list of sports.
By the way, the NFL season...
Oh, has begun.
Well, the schedule is out.
Yeah.
The schedule
is out. It's begun. The talks have started.
Yeah, the talking
has begun. Yeah. And all first things first, what I have to do is I have to figure out where Mike Strong, that's our guy.
Yeah, the Colts.
Indianapolis Colts.
I got to figure out what's going on. They're playing one game on Monday Night Football. They ain't playing one.
Oh, boy. I hope this is not a omen for the rest of their season. Anyway, once Mike Strong ain't playing with them, I'd be okay with that. But I want to know, is he still on the field? Is he still signed with the Colts? Are we going to see him in heavy action this season?
They even playing on Monday Night Football. Wow.
I mean, they didn't perform very well. Let's be honest.
Sunday night game. Do they even have a Thursday night game?
Ooh.
Well, that's okay. Rough.
Yeah, no, they didn't perform very well at all. We expect this.
If you need a Mike Strong fan, you need an NFL Sunday ticket. Because he ain't going to be on none of the local... He ain't none of the national games televised on TV.
Mike, see why you got to perform? So we could see you. Anyway, we're all out of time, Mr. Sawyer. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining me today. For the texter. Thank you for the interrogation, you know.
Keep us sharp. Iron sharp and iron.
But, you know, you're talking sports. It's a little leeway. And we wasn't dissing your boy, nor were we being misogynistic.
I think that texter needs to come see me when I'm off there and see how.
Oh, no, sports. We can't do a remote on this show. No, we can't do a remote on this show. Anyway, I'm so sorry, caller. We gots to go. We're all out of time. Have a great day, Bahamas.
Have a great day. Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day. We'll be right back.